The South African National Roads Agency and Trans African Concessions are currently running multiple infrastructure projects on the N4. Now, these include upgrading the Karina intersection at the Northern Bypass, the rehabilitation of the pavement in the Emalahleni area, the Belfast Machado Road rehabilitation, as well as the Kap Maiden to Kalrug upgrade. So tonight, we are joined by SANRAL's General Manager of Communications to just chat about this a bit further. Welcome to the show, Vusi Mona.
Thank you very much. Good evening to you and good evening to your listeners.
Now, briefly, could you just take us through SANRAL's mandate and how it would tie into toll concessions track?
Our mandate as SANRAL is to plan, design, construct, maintain, finance, and manage the national road network. In South Africa, we have 750,000 kilometers. Mm. Not all of those are the national road network. Of that 750,000, we are responsible for about 22,000 kilometers. That's what we call the national road network. Very strategic part of the entire road system in South Africa.
Mm.
So, and how we come into toll concessions, toll concessions is about really bringing the private sector to help government to deliver roads. Mm. How we come into it as SANRAL, not in all instances will you find that there is enough money in the national purse, in the fiscal, to enable us to build roads.
Mm.
And a bit of history on the N4 will actually illustrate that. When we started bringing the private sector to help us build this road, it was just shortly after the 1994 elections.
Mm.
The country was facing a lot of social welfare backlogs. We had to give people access to education, to pensions, to health. And we all know that South Africa, when we came in 1994, we inherited a bankrupt state.
Mm.
That is often forgotten. So there was no money, right, to build this route. That's very strategic because it links us to Mozambique.
Mm.
The same applies to Mozambique, by the way. They had just come out of civil war,
mm.
right? And they didn't have the money to develop that road from the Lubombo border to the harbor, to the port. And the vision by former President Nelson Mandela and his counterpart, Joaquim Chissano, was we needed to develop, the N4 so that we could promote trade. But the problem was both governments did not have money,
mm-hmm.
right? So we went to the capital markets and we said, look, let's bring in the private sector to lay the capital so that, we can deliver the infrastructure much quicker than we would had we waited for the port to fill up. And that's how we are bringing in concessions. We are using this tool to enable government to deliver road infrastructure much quicker than it would if we all had to go in queue at Treasury, cap in hand, and ask for money.
Mm. Now, I've mentioned, obviously, that there's quite a bit of work being done on the stretch of the N4 within the province. There is the Karina intersection, the rehabilitation in the Emalahleni Middleburg area, as well as the Belfast Machado rehabilitation, not forgetting Kap Maiden to Kalrug. So how far are all these projects, and can we anticipate them being completed anytime soon?
Yes, we are well on track. Mm. Delivering this infrastructure within the next couple of months, notwithstanding, the delays we've had because of COVID-19.
Mm.
I think in the Belfast one, there were issues in terms of stakeholder involvement, there were disruptions. We've since resolved all those issues. The Karina interchange, for example, will be completed by this coming November. And it's going to bring a lot of relief to motorists who are using that interchange.
Mm.
The Belfast one, we are also expecting that very soon, in early 2022, we should be able to see the completion of that project. And in that, we are anticipating that by March 2022, that should be done. Good news is that the Kathmandu 1, Kathmandu to Kalreg upgrade should be done by this coming August 2021. So we are well on our way to completing this.
And for those of you who've just tuned in, it is Taking Care of Business on Rise FM, and we're chatting to SANRAL's General Manager of Communications, Vusimona, on the N4 roadway projects that are currently underway in the province of Mpumalanga. You've mentioned that we obviously had to deal with the pandemic and the disruptions in the Belfast Machado area, which caused a couple of work stoppages over the past year. How has SANRAL then, with obviously Track N4, managed then to minimize the impact of the disruptions, considering that you are on track and you are expected to finish in time?
You know, when it comes to disruptions that are caused by communities, SANRAL, we have learned our lessons very well in the past. You cannot walk into a community and impose a project. You got to engage people. You know, our philosophy now is that we don't build infrastructure for the people. We build it with the people. And it is through, you know, a concerted effort in stakeholder engagement, meeting the municipalities, meeting the local business chambers, talking to the communities, understanding, you know, their demands and where they come from, explaining where ourselves are coming from, explaining our commitment to local participation and local empowerment, that we have managed to find each other. We, you know, after the stoppage that happened last year, we had a discussion, we did a thorough stakeholder engagement and came to a conclusion that the project needed to go ahead. We find a memorandum of understanding, and we're very thankful, you know, to the stakeholders, you know, who made it possible for us to resume work. So, yeah, it was through, you know, very concerted attempts to understand the needs of the local community, communities, and be seen to be addressing those, that we've managed to resume construction.
So beyond these engagements and the resolutions met there, how are the Mpumalanga communities being prioritized during the construction phase of the N4 project? And how many local people or companies can we anticipate to benefit?
At SANRAL, you know, before I answer that question, we have a policy, transformation policy, and it is informed by the procurement laws of this country. Every project now that we roll out, we require the main contractor to subcontract 30% of the value of the contract to local participants. And we are thankful that, you know, our stakeholders in construction understand why we are doing this. We need to empower people. We need to bring small players in construction into the mainstream. And we can only do so, you know, if you give people experience, give them an opportunity to participate in these major projects. And we have seen that happen with the four projects we are doing along the N4, in the Belfast Machado Road Rehabilitation. We've had 21 local small, medium, and micro enterprises, which we appointed, you know, and we've had about 300 job opportunities created for the locals. So the locals are benefiting. In the Carino interchange, which I've said is almost, you know, ready for launch or completion this coming November, we've had about 275 employees locally. They're on site as I'm speaking. There are over 50 emerging contractors that have benefited from the project. Malaheni, the same applies. We've seen about 58 SMEs that have benefited and are continuing to benefit from this project. The same applies with Kathmandu, 51 SMEs that are between what the people in construction call CIBD grade 1 to 4. We've seen 51 SMEs who fall within those grades participating in this project, with about 213 local community members being employed. So the locals are benefiting. We make sure, you know, that we meet our transformation imperatives and transformation goals. Mm.
We are still taking care of business on Rise FM with SANRAL's General Manager of Communications, Vusimona, on the N4 roadway projects, which are currently underway in the province. Now, Vusi, beyond employment, how else will these infrastructure projects, once completed, then contribute to the province's economic landscape?
You know, the N4 is a very strategic route because, as I said earlier, it's linking us to Mozambique. Mozambique has a very strategic port, a very important harbor. So we are moving a lot of freight along that corridor.
Yeah.
You know, goods that are meant for export markets are moving along that corridor. So economically, very strategic route. But also it's the gateway to a lot of our tourist attractions, especially in the low fare. As a country, we are placing emphasis on tourism as our next goal. But if we don't have the infrastructure, no tourist would want to visit South Africa and the low fare only to be killed on its dangerous roads. So when it comes to tourism, the N4 is very critical. Of course, the local tourism industry would say we have to pay attention to the feeder roads as well, because it's well and good to have a brilliant N4 with no potholes, but what happens immediately you leave the N4? And we are engaging, we are debating this internally as SANRAL, but we also want to hear the view of you know, the local tourism industry. Some of us are very sympathetic to the notion that the roads that lead to key attraction, tourist attraction sites, must also receive the kind of investment and attention that the national road network is receiving. And I think SANRAL is ready to engage and hear that perspective.
And before I let you go, it would be unfair for me not to ask this question. You are a child of the soil. You are from Mpumalanga. So just to wrap up our conversation, any encouraging words for up-and-coming entrepreneurs?
Yeah, my encouragement is, you know, there are opportunities. The opportunities are there. I think you have a sympathetic government. You have sympathetic state-owned entities, who, by the way, are not just being encouraged by government, the main shareholder, to ensure that small businesses grow. It's not an encouragement. We are required by law, you know, to make sure that we empower SMEs. Mm. So the aspirant business people should not lose hope. We are there, some of us, you know, to open doors, to point them in the right direction. I was encouraged yesterday. I got a message from a local business player who wants to get into outdoor advertising and was saying, Gubusi, please get me in touch with the person at SANRAL who's responsible for approving outdoor advertising that is facing your traffic on the national road network. Mm. And within 2 hours, I put that person in touch with the relevant person inside SANRAL. So we are there to hold you by the hand and to point you in the right direction. Don't lose hope.
Thank you so much for joining us this evening.
Thank you very much.
And that was SANRAL's General Manager of Communications, Vusimona, on the ongoing roadway projects across Mpumalanga. Now, later on the show, we will be discussing how to split debt when getting divorced. It is taking care of business. You are with Zingisa Chirwa.